It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To talk to Sean Watson, to talk to Za'Darius Smith, we've been on Z-Watch. He left practice. There's a specific injury designation to see whether that is a serious concern or not. We welcome on Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, buddy?
Hello, Nick.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Don't like seeing Za'Darius leaving on a cart, but maybe be able to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. They say a knee contusion, left knee contusion. They're going to look at him Tuesday morning once that swelling goes down a little bit. But so far, appears to be not as bad as maybe we all thought when we saw him riding shotgun on that cart into the building.
Daryl, do they often bring out the cart for knee contusions?
No, they don't. And that's why we were all, you know, obviously had eyes on him and were eagerly awaiting an update from the team on his situation. Moments earlier, it felt like 60 seconds earlier, defensive tackle Sam Kamara, he walked off with the trainer. And then again, you know, Za'Darius, ended up getting driven back into the building in the cart. So we'll see what type of update we get to tomorrow from the team. But knee contusion is a lot better than a lot of other things we could have heard.
So as we talk about that defensive line, obviously Shelby Harris is banged up. Dalvin Tomlinson coming off a knee scope. Now this with Za'Darius. Are we to the point where maybe we should simmer down on our expectations for week one, given that it feels like a lot of your frontline starters are banged up heading into the regular season?
Well, I mean, this is what we go through every year in training camp, right? Not just the Browns, but all across the NFL. It feels like camp is a war of attrition to get to week one with as many healthy bodies as you possibly can. And then obviously the 17-game season, regular season, I should say, that follows is a whole nother war of attrition trying to get through things healthy. And if you're able to have success, you can compete in the playoffs and hopefully you're good enough to compete for the big prize. But I don't know that it means fans all of a sudden should be tempering their expectations right now. You know, they've got, you know, Alex Wright, Obo Okoronkwo's in there. They got a Siaki Ika, who they drafted last year. Hopefully we see a little something from him this year. I'm anticipating that at some point Tomlinson's going to come back. Shelby's going to come back. Fingers crossed that everything ends up being okay with Za'Darius, and he just ended up with a cut or a bump on his knee, and he'll be out there after a day or two off or whatnot. I mean, Elijah Moore was in the concussion protocol, and he was back out today. He cleared, and he was back out on the field today. So I'm not overly concerned right now because we are in the, first week of August? So, you know, if we were at the end of August or the first week of September, I'd be a little more nervous. But right now, we got a lot of time before they play a football game that matters.
So I've seen some video come out of camp today. What was the team on team, or what was the actual practice? What was the vibe at practice today?
I mean, they were in pads today, so we got to see a lot of 11-on-11. This is what Stefanski likes to do when they have pads. I have awarded the win to the defense. I felt like they had the better day. It's just the ebbs and flows of camp before everyone gets too excited. The red zone period, the inside the 10 period, Nick, really stood out to me. Watson was unable to get them into the end zone. In fact, the series started with a false start. They put the ball at the 7, false start, so they had to start from the 12 right out of the gate. Myles Garrett came racing across that line, celebrating. The first team offense couldn't score. Jameis Winston with the number 2 offense was able to score a couple touchdowns in his series there. But just defensively, they had the upper hand today, in my view.
All right. This one's a little bit of a sidebar. Does handball feel like an Olympic sport?
I guess. Sure. I mean, they have... dancing's an Olympic sport, right? Ballroom dancing and stuff like that?
Break dancing apparently is a sport this year.
Yeah, they've got a couple of things on the ledger this year for competition that I wouldn't necessarily think would be a sport, but are sports. So yeah, sure. I mean, if ballroom dancing is a sport, then handball should be a sport. Absolutely.
It
doesn't mean you have to get into it.
If
11
year olds are good at it, how Olympic can it really be? You know what I mean? if there's not a general fear of maybe paralysis or at the very least a real significant knee injury, I don't think it's like, I was looking at this, rock climbing. I mean, how's that different than climbing the rope in gym class? It's like, I'm going to climb this wall real fast. Okay. All right.
Hey, you know what? You might have a couple of Olympians in your own household that you don't even know at this point, right? It's not all about basketball and softball and track.
I mean, if they're Olympic at handball, I think I'm just going to make it up and say they're Olympic basketball players. Right? Like, respectfully to all the handball players out there. Your parents, they're just going to say you're an Olympic gold medalist. They're not going to specify in what. Once you get outside basketball.
Well, what is the follow-up question, though, right? You say, yeah, my son or daughter is an Olympic gold medalist or whatever. The follow in what? And then that's where things could potentially get awkward.
My buddy Jeremy's dad, Rich, has a great phrase. It's called, I do not recall. Hey, what sport did your kid medal in? I do not recall.
Is he a lawyer? Because that's usually the right. It's I do not recall. Remember the scene from Wolf of Wall Street where they're all getting interrogated? I don't recall that. I don't recall. Is they're shoving donuts into their faces? Right. Yeah. That's the standard legal. I don't recall that because you're not by the letter of the law telling a lie. You don't recall.
He's not a lawyer, but he has been happily married for 30 years.
Okay, so he's a very smart man then.
Yep. Yep.
You may, and you as a happily married man, you might want to learn to use that phrase. Honey, I do not recall if I had those three beers.
Nick, how much did this trampoline cost for the girls? I do not recall.
There you go. Yeah. Problem solved, yeah. Right?
Nick, how much did you spend on steak this week? I do not recall.
Exactly.
I did not divvy it up. Let's get back to the Browns here, Daryl. Best guess if Deshaun Watson will play this weekend in the preseason opener?
If I had to guess, I'd say no.
Is there... Okay, so maybe we should take it to the next level. Best guess if he plays at all in the preseason?
Game 3.
Why game 3?
At the last game at Seattle. If my memory serves me correctly, I think he played in the third game last year. So I could see Stefanski, who prides himself on consistency and how he does things, as he mentioned today when I asked him about some of the live bullets in practice and that. And, we've never tackled to the ground here. Kevin likes consistency. And like I said, I'm pretty sure he played in that third preseason game last year. And so that's why I would, if he is going to make an appearance in the preseason, I would think that is the one that he will, which means all of us have to stay up past our bedtimes to watch it.
If Deshaun does play in the preseason, is there something specific you'd like to see from him?
I just want to see a good completion percentage and get the ball out of his hand quickly. Don't want to see him doing a lot of holding on to the football. There have been portions, Nick, during camp to this date, and this is not a criticism, but it is something that I have seen where I've gotten to 4 Mississippi when I'm counting. And so when you get to 4 Mississippi and the ball's still in the quarterback's hands, well, obviously you give a little credit to the defense for doing a really good job. And as we know, the Browns have a really good secondary. But that the processing the game speed like that, I'm not worried about his shoulder or his arm. I've observed nothing. All the way going back to when we first got to see him start throwing footballs in the offseason program, Nick, to now, like I've not seen at any point where I'm like, shoulder might not be right. Little worried about the shoulder. Absolutely not. I think he's healthy. Deshaun says he's healthy. The Browns say he's healthy. I'm not worried about that. I'm more concerned is the wrong word. I'm more interested in his execution of the offense and him, you know, reading the defense and getting the ball out when he needs to get the ball out, so he's not going too tremendously deep in the progressions, waiting for somebody to get open, which we have seen happen a couple of times.
Daryl, do you actually count Mississippi in your head?
I do. That's how I do it. That's how I do it. I go one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
That's a very fast Mississippi count there.
Yeah, well, I used to go one, two, three. That's a little unfair, right?
You're
so
like,
I figure I got to
like
get the
special guest referee at SummerSlam.
So, one, two, three, you're out of there.
I think he might have done a better job than Seth Rollins yesterday, but I digress. So, this brings us to camp hype. Jerry Jeudy camp hype. Yeah,
okay. I'm going to say I'm holding the phone on that one right now. Haven't seen a lot of him yet. I mean, made a great play yesterday. It's good that he's out there. He's getting reps now. But I have learned from my mistakes, Nick. I did a lot of hyping of Elijah Moore last year, right? I'm not going to make the same mistake. That's not to say that great things can't happen with Jerry Jeudy this year in this offense. I do love the fact he made that catch with the Denver reporter in the house, though. It was fantastic. And I did notice on social media the highlight, I think it was the Browns camera angle, that got circulated on social media. Bronco fan was crying in their beers because Jerry Jeudy made that catch, and they feel like, you know, the Broncos might have missed the boat on him. But I'm not going to overly hype it, but I do feel like that you can see watching what they're doing with him here in the little time we've seen him that he should have no problem fitting in with this offense.
Who's more famous worldwide, Snoop Dogg or Matthew McConaughey?
I think Snoop.
Wow.
It's not even a question.
No, nor is it social media.
Nick's the only one that thought the opposite.
I have taken.
Wait, you thought Matthew McConaughey?
Well, yeah, he's
the Lincoln lawyer?
That is a gross oversimplification of Matthew McConaughey. He was in Interstellar. He's Lincoln, for God's sake. Wait, no, that's a different guy.
No, that's a different guy.
I don't know.
The Lincoln lawyer, maybe?
I don't know.
I said Lincoln lawyer. Thanks for listening,
what
Pete.
What did he win an Oscar for?
Well, no, but
for?
Nick said Lincoln. I'm like, the Lincoln lawyer,
no.
Not Lincoln.
Yeah,
Lincoln
no,
lawyer,
I'm just a moron, Keith. Thank you for trying to save me. What movie am I thinking about?
Well, I have no idea what movie you're thinking about.
Okay.
But when I think of Matthew McConaughey, I think of him in Lincoln Lawyer.
All right, I'm just going to take the... It's 500 votes at afternoon, at FAN, whatever the hell it's called, 92.
Did I read correctly? Snoop Dogg's getting like $500,000 a day?
Yeah.
At the Olympics plus expenses?
Yeah.
How do I get that gig?
Apparently smoke a lot of weed.
Well, hey, tomorrow it's you're able to do it recreationally in Ohio, aren't you? Right?
All right, you and I start our path to Snoop Doggdom tomorrow.
Right, and then we're going to aim for the 2028 Olympics, see if we could get half a mil a day.
Listen, even if we only get $100,000 a day, we'll take it, right?
I'd take $100,000 for the entire event.
And we would spend 4 years higher than hell. So, I mean, really, we got money and we got the bud. What more could we want? So, back to the Browns.
I can't believe you thought Snoop Dogg was not more popular than Matthew McConaughey.
Well,
I'm still processing
have to rub it
that
in.
For a minute.
I accepted the loss, okay? You don't need to needle me on top of...
But you're going to needle me every time you look at those standings and you're counting down to your Swenson's burger. Right, okay. That's right. I forgot. You're the only one that's allowed to do the needling. My bad.
Well, thank you for finally coming around to the bit. Thank you very much. You don't understand how badly I'm getting my ass kicked on social media right now. 80,
and deservedly so.
88% of people agree with Keith. Do you understand how deflating it is when 88% of people agree with Keith, of all people? Because I might be a sore winner. There is some stratosphere beyond that Keith lives in. that Keith's got a scoreboard of things I've been wrong on that probably go back to when I first got hired here in 2011.
My winning streak is about like the Chicago White Sox losing streak with Nick.
And that's the other thing. Keith also does not acknowledge losses. His losses have never
happened.
They
just don't happen, Nick.
They just, because Keith.
Not against you.
Where were you on January 6th?
He's on a heater right now. He's riding a heater.
He is certainly a heater. Let me ask you there, Daryl. Would you trade Wyatt Teller in a deal for Brandon Ayuk?
No. Nope. I don't want to mess with
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
With the offensive line, that is one of the strengths and staples of this team. Both Teller and Betonio, I feel, are some of the most mobile guards in the game, and that's what you need to protect Deshaun Watson, who right now is your franchise. If there's another way to get Ayuk from the 49ers that does not include touching that offensive line, listen, if you were able to get him and extend him, okay, and that's the key part, you have to extend the contract, I would be open to using a first or second round draft pick next year to do it, because then in your mind, at least in my mind, that pick next year is going to be used on one of two things. It's going to be used on a left tackle, or an offensive tackle, I should say, because they kind of view right and left the same. Offensive tackle or a wide receiver. That's the target with that first round pick. So for me, I can live with, we drafted Brandon Ayuk. I can deal with that. But I do not want to touch that offensive line, Nick, especially with the tackle situation being what it currently is, with Jedrick Wills banged up and unavailable. And then, of course, Jack Conklin's coming off that knee injury. And now you're starting to see why it was important that they hang on to all three of those tackles this offseason.
Daryl, CC Sabathia apologized to fans for the 2007 playoffs, said he feel like he cost us a World Series.
I saw that.
Let me ask you, what Cleveland sports figures owe Cleveland fans the biggest apology?
Johnny Manziel. 100% Johnny
Didn't
Manziel.
Didn't even hesitate.
Nope. Because not once when he was here did he take that job seriously. And the franchise invested first round pick in him. We're ready to turn the keys to the franchise over to him when he didn't even deserve it as a rookie, right? They benched Brian Hoyer, and I know at the time Hoyer had a couple of bumpy games, but they benched Brian Hoyer when they were in position to compete to go to the playoffs for Johnny Football, and the kid didn't take it seriously. Yeah, I would say he's right there. Jose Mesa, also on the list.
Yeah, you get the apology from Mesa. I'm not going and asking for it.
Me neither. We'll send Oscar, see how that works out.
Didn't work out well the last time. Very much appreciated, Daryl. Have a good one, buddy.
You bet, Nick.
Here's the update from Za'Darius Smith, who was carted off at practice today.
Don't like seeing Za'Darius leaving on a cart, but maybe be able to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. They say a knee contusion, left knee contusion. They're going to look at him Tuesday morning once that swelling goes down a little bit. But so far, appears to be not as bad as maybe we all thought when we saw him riding shotgun on that cart into the building.
So I'm in no way trying to downplay the actual update there. There is some skepticism from my standpoint on whether it's truly a knee contusion. And I hope it is. I hope that this was just, maybe they did this, what was the phrase that we used for five insipid years? Out of an abundance of caution, I hope that it's that. Because one of my questions to Daryl was, how many times do guys have knee contusions and they get carted off of practice? And the answer is, it would be the first time in history if that were true. That does not make it certain that this is not a serious injury. This could just be, hey, they wanted to make sure to take care of this. They want to make sure to put him in the best position, yada, yada, yada. But I will believe Za'Darius is 100%. I'm 80%. I'm 80% believing the knee contusion. I'll believe it a hell of a lot more tomorrow when you hear he had an MRI on that knee and everything's looking fine. Until then, there's going to be a part of me holding my breath. And I'm so glad Daryl's on it with me that there's not a shot in hell he'd trade Wyatt Teller for Brandon Ayuk. And I know usually you got to go from either side. And we talked with Ross Tucker earlier in the show. You know, Ross had made mention, I don't think the Niners would do it either. I get that Brandon Ayuk has been a name we're all very interested in. Can we just admit, the 49ers, and again, the report over the weekend is the 49ers might actually be willing to trade him now. That they had been staunchly, we're not going to move him, he's in camp, so on and so forth. Well, the fact that, when I say he's in camp, what I mean is he's under contract. It's the last year of his contract. We expect him to play it out. I think you can tell the 49ers are getting pretty frustrated by this. And if they do try to deal him, then I'm hypothetically interested in Brandon Ayuk to some level. It's not for Wyatt Teller. It's really not for any of the players of any kind of ilk. Like, okay, hey, Jack Conklin and a fifth-round pick. All right, we'll talk. But this idea that the Browns are desperate, I feel like sometimes because the Browns don't have a true number one, we get so desperate when a guy who might be that comes up. One, definitively, I don't know if Brandon Ayuk is a true number one in the NFL. He's had 1 year. He's had 1 year where he was a truly next-level performer production-wise. And he's not Tyreek Hill. He's not on the opposite side of things. I don't think he's AJ Brown. So if he's just a better version or in the same ballpark of Amari Cooper, I get you need another wide receiver long term. I just don't know I need to have Brandon Ayuk. So if the price comes along and it's a great deal, all right, let's have that conversation. Like Pittsburgh right now, guys, Pittsburgh needs Ayuk more than you do. They got George Pickens, and that's an interesting guy to trust, even though he is incredibly talented. I could probably, honestly, Kansas City, I think, needs Brandon Ayuk more than you need him. I think Buffalo needs Brandon Ayuk more than you need him. Would he probably be your number one in the future? Yeah. I don't see anybody that I would say is a better receiver. But you already traded for Jerry Jeudy. So you've already got one guy you're kind of betting on, even though Brandon's been the more productive player. And the problem is, from the value side of things, like, you know, Kenan Anthony today, it's a second-round pick in Wyatt Teller. For a guy who he's been a great receiver for one season for a reason. He's butted heads with Kyle Shanahan previously. And oh yeah, you got to turn around and pay him. Teams are really starting to restrict value on guys that they've got to trade for if they've got to turn around and pay him. For instance, 2 years ago, Brian Burns, there was an offer from the Rams, two first-rounders for Brian Burns. This last year, he got dealt for a second and a five. Why? Because the Giants had to turn around and pay the guy. $100 million guaranteed? If the price comes down, if it is, hey, for a pittance, if it's the Andrew Berry special, we'll give you one of our wide receivers and we'll give you a fifth-round pick. All of a sudden, it becomes a real thing. I don't think the 49ers or Ayuk are coming from a spot of power, though. If it's Wyatt Teller or bust, I'll just keep one of the best right guards in the business.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.